welcome to Kicking a Java Style with Cassie. Hey, 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 what's up, guys, gals, whoever's listening to this. So, did you grab yourself a cup of coffee or a beverage of your choice? Will you listen in? Maybe you're driving down the road, whatever you're doing. I hope you enjoy this podcast. It's just a little catch-up time. I haven't recorded in a couple weeks. It's been completely, well, chaotic like always. And those of you who got blessed to not have a snow apocalypse in your state over a couple of weeks ago, wow, I'm so glad you escaped that insanity. So Texas seems to be the one that was hit the worst, and they are still recovering. I do know a few people here in Oklahoma that are still trying to get some pipe issues fixed, but for the most part, I think we may have some crop issues, and I know a lot of people lost, you know, livestock. So we're continuing to pray for people all over, you know, the United States that have went through this loss of, you know, property and livestock. There was a food shortage in Texas, and I'm thinking from what I've been hearing, they're still catching up on that. So it's just crazy that we are now, you know, starting to see just a glimpse of what third world countries go through. And I'm not even trying to compare our situation here, because I think that we are blessed. I also think that we are very spoiled in America and have no clue what it's like to live without electricity, without running water, without, you know, heat and air conditioners and those things that a lot of third world countries live through, and a shortage of food. I never in my life dreamed that there would be a shortage of food access in America. And I'm not sure that's not a greater enemy's plan. I believe that we have enemies within our country that very well manipulate and move things around so that we don't have what we should have. They are trying to destroy farmers of America and ranchers of America. And so I'm not going to lie or try to pretend I'm somebody I'm not. I am a very conservative Christian, and I'm not saying that I'm religious or trying to be judgmental or anyway, but I do believe there is a great plan of the enemy to destroy America, but over the time of processing who God is and realizing what's happening and realizing that we're seeing a division in the Republican Party, we're seeing a division definitely between the left and the right, we're seeing a division even in the faith community, I can't help but think about how in the Bible there it talks about in certain times what people call the end times or the beginning of the end times or the beginning before Jesus comes back. We have no idea when that's going to be exactly. But I do believe that people that are believers will kind of know because of the seasons. And I'm not talking about like fall, summer, winter, just what's going on around us. But I will say that it does talk about separation between what the word uses, sheep and goats, or I think there's even an analogy of like the sifting of the wheat from the weeds, and just saying that those who are going to stand with protecting our rights, protecting our faith, believing on Jesus and not turning from the faith because times are hard, not, you know, turning their back on America, not turning their back on Christians. I don't think the Bible is talking about America at all. I think it's talking about their faith. But in that, we in our country can see where people are turning their back by supporting abortion, by supporting things that are contrary to the Word of God, by the morals of our country, by the morals of those even in the church that are supporting things that are very contrary to the Word. Now, does that mean as believers, as Christians, that the word Christian that people, you know, label that we have, does that mean that even though someone has an abortion, that we cannot love and support them as a person. We should always be loving and supporting people as human beings. Even if we don't support, gay marriage, it doesn't mean that we don't love them and we don't, you know, wrap ourselves around them and pull them in and take care of any situation that they have where they're hurting and love on them. I have friends that are married that are gay, and I absolutely do love them. I have never tried to judge them or tell them, hey, I don't support you. I don't support what you're doing. I don't tell them that. I mean, I don't even go there in my mind. I just love them anyways and know that that is not something that in my faith I support, but I support them as my friends, as human beings, as someone that I have a relationship with, that I have friendship with. And I make situations in my life, I sin all the time. I get angry. I allow myself to get down into depression sometimes from what's going on around me. I end up cussing and ranting sometimes and having my mindset. The Bible talks about not being double-minded. To me, that would be a sin if I can continually do that double-mindedness where one day I'm so stressed out about what's happening in our country and around the world, that I'm losing focus on Jesus. I mean, that is the same as anybody else doing something that is contrary to God's word. So I'm not going to go around demeaning or being ugly to those people. And the ugliness that I'm seeing in America right now breaks my heart. And we had someone come into our community and bait our cops. We are in a very small community, 300 people in our community. They came in, did something on purpose to get cops called on them, to bait the cops, to try to say the cops pulled a gun on them. I was there on the scene during part of that. They literally baited the cop, reached behind their back like they were reaching for a gun, and baited the cop, who didn't even point the actual gun at them, but did grab for his gun, and YouTube lived it just to stir up hate. Now, why? Why are we doing this to each other? I don't care what your race is. Why are we stirring up hate? Why can't we love each other? Why can't we, I posted that we shouldn't have a history month to celebrate a race, or this is Women History Month to celebrate a gender. We should be celebrating each other every single day. We should be celebrating the good in the history that we have. We should be learning from the bad in the history we have. We should not be making one race get 1 month to be celebrated. I'm sorry, but I want to celebrate the history of, African-American, black race. I don't even know what word we're supposed to use anymore because everything is so ridiculous that it's not politically correct to say something. Indians, I'm Indian. I have a lot of Cherokee Indian in me, and I'm not sure the other one that came from my mom's side. I think it's Yakima. I don't know how to say it. And I have English in me, Irish in me, from what I've studied. No, I don't know these for facts on the English and the Irish. I'm going from what I've studied from our history of our name and all that. But I want to celebrate all of it. I love culture. I love the differences. I love learning about different cultures and stuff. And I want to celebrate and I want to learn things that happened. Like, I did not know that there was a point in time that blankets were given to the Indians with smallpox on it to kill them. I did not know that until this year. Last year, I found out about the Tulsa massacre, race massacre. I should have known that. I should have been taught in Oklahoma history that that happened. And I learned last year at the age of 46 when the race riots started. I should not have had to be 46 years old before I learned this. We should start teaching our kids history. They're pulling these things out of our school system. They are trying to take out the history of World War II, World War I, the Revolutionary War, the Holocaust. They're trying to pull that out so that they can spin it however they want. We've got to learn true American history. We need to learn about, when Columbus came here. Now there's been a twist on Columbus that it was a race issue and stuff. And now I'm confused because I don't even know. And I'm starting to learn that it wasn't necessarily Columbus that caused that. Columbus came over with a group that were coming here, But there were some bad people that also came over here. So we can't group all the bad people with the good people. We just can't keep doing this. We cannot keep putting all people are racist if they're white, or all people are bad because they're black, or all people are whatever because they're Jews. I don't even know some of the things that have been said about people. I know what's going on right now. You know, there's evil people no matter what your color is, no matter what your religion is, no matter what part of the country you live in, no matter what part of the world you live in. There is pure evil. There's evil, and then there's people that have been just deceived and lied to, that have been made to think that they're a victim when they're not. And it's sad, because we should be helping people that are oppressed, no matter why they're oppressed. If they're oppressed from domestic violence, if they're oppressed from systematic oppression and racism, if they're oppressed because of sex trafficking, if they're oppressed because of income levels, whatever it is, we as human beings should be helping each other. You know, one of my thing is, if I see someone struggling and I think, hey, you know, I see that person's talented in a certain area, I don't care what your color is. I don't care what your, I don't care what your religion is. I think that the gift that God has given me is to see a potential and do everything I can to say, hey, I'm just giving an example. Let's say I see there's no opportunity for someone to get a job because they keep applying and they're not getting them. I'm like, hey, are you good at cleaning houses? If you're not, here, let me teach you. I'll teach you. You could start a house cleaning business, word of mouth. Are you good with tools? Can you build something? You know, hey, how about, did you know that you can get this grant over here and you could go to Votech and you could become a mechanic or a nurse, or, you know, helping them find a way out of that situation. I think we should help each other the best we can. And, you know, this morning I woke up, instead of being angry, because I was so angry at the way the situation happened in our small town and the comments on the videos and the pure, complete lies that were going on. And even the way it was, you know, just all of it, the whole thing of how it put confusion in my mind, how I got angry. And then I thought, why am I not praying for this young man? Why am I not praying that he makes an income a different way? That he actually is putting his life in danger playing these games to make a point, when we should come into the community and see what we can do to better help each other, understand each other, versus come into a community and try to stir up hate and stir people up to hate our community. And I was there for part of it. I was there, not there for all of it. I watched it all on video, and I can't see how it could have been handled any different. There was no manhandling of the person. They were never arrested. And I think we did pretty good on how it was handled. I think the wording back and forth between the cops, the cop that was talking to him and him, the language got rough, but, you know, that happens. And I'm not saying that the cop's language should have been what it was, but that's minor compared to what, that's minor compared to what other people have done. I'm not saying it's right at all. I'm just saying it could have escalated really fast, really fast. And this young man that's doing these things because he literally is making money from making these YouTube videos. Not only does he get sponsored ads, but people were sending him $500. One person sent him $500 to stir up hate. And I thought, man, what if he really saw something in himself valuable, that he did something with that, that he started coming in and doing, you know, speeches and telling the history of, you know, what his people have been through in his life and his ancestors, and educating how we can work together and making money that way. You know, I'm praying that God just sets his mind free, and that he doesn't have to live in the hate world, that he can, you know, unite with someone on the other side, even a cop that says, hey, let's do this together. Let's go do some speeches together. Let's go teach some classes together. Let's do some videos together. And that's what I'm just going to start praying, is that God overpowers people with his love so much that hate is not something that they want to be a part of in any way, shape, or form. Division is something they don't want to be a part of. And there's always going to be division because we have God and we have Satan. And Satan wants us divided. And we have to do our best as human beings. Even if you don't believe in Jesus Christ and the God that I believe in, even if you serve, you know, Buddha or Allah, I don't even know all the gods that are out there. Even if you're an atheist, no one wants to have hate in their life. No one wants to have fear or strife. And we can work together and appreciate, you know, I don't really like the coexist bumper stickers. I don't want to just exist. I want to thrive. I don't want to just coexist with somebody that doesn't believe the same way. I want to thrive. I want to work on our communities together. I love Habitat for Humanity because you have all kinds of different race and religion, ethnic backgrounds working together. And as a believer, I would love to come together in my community and go, you know, clean up our park or, you know, maybe make the park a little bit better or help somebody in their home and not care, not ask, hey, are you a Democrat? Are you a Republican? Are you a Christian? Are you Baptist? Are you Assembly God? Are you white? Are you black? Are you Indian? Are you Chinese? I don't care. I want to come together as human beings and love on each other and help our communities and reach out from our small communities to the next bigger hub in our community, to the inner cities in our community, to the next state where we're helping each other. And, you know, that's just where I'm at today. And I was getting really depressed thinking, oh my God, hope is like gone. I have no hope for America. I have no hope for dreaming or having a vision because every day it's another bad news being, you know, something else. The gas price is going up 10 cents every few days. And me wondering if I'm going to be able to continue to drive to my clients' homes, you know, all that stuff was just getting me to like, oh my gosh, I don't have any hope right now. And I thought, yes, I do. I have Jesus. I have his love. I have a voice. I can make a podcast, even if one person hears it, to know that I don't care what your race is. I don't care what your religious background is. I want to love on you. I want to be, you know, where we can help each other. And the extremism it's got to stop. God is not a God out of balance. He does not swing from one pendulum to another. And no, you know, I do know as a faith person that there will always be some kind of division because darkness and light hate each other. Light doesn't hate anybody, but the darkness hates light. It doesn't want to be exposed by the light. And if we're shining brightly, I don't care what you believe, but if you're being positive and you're believing for better things in your heart and your community, and you do it out of an overabundance of excitement and joy and passion, not out of a fear and anger and hatred, I think it's gonna bring down the walls, and we're gonna start to understand each other, and we're gonna start to accept each other. We're gonna start to be able to sit at a table together. Jesus ate with sinners. Yes, he ate with his disciples, but he also went into what people would call sinners or the rejects in the community, people that said, hey, don't be near them. He went up and, you know, healed a leper, and people were like, you can't be around a leper. You know, I said leopard, a leper. You can't be around them. But he did it anyways. He healed an unclean woman, which was a woman that was, I think, maybe on her menstrual cycle. I don't know that they called the women unclean back then during that time of their month. And he healed her anyways. He healed a prostitute. He ate with tax collectors. He ate with, you know, what people would call the sinner in that time. We can sit down and fellowship together and enjoy a meal and work in our community without the hatred. And so I'm just encouraging you, see what you can do today about getting rid of the hate in your community, getting rid of the hate in maybe your own heart, because I've had to. I was really angry about that situation over the weekend. My community is a safe community, and fear started gripping my heart that more situations were going to come out of this. And here I am in a small community where I felt like my children and my grandchildren and myself are safe. And then all this fear came over me that it might get ugly. And I'm praying it doesn't. We prayed last night in our home group that, you know, everybody would be safe. The cops would be safe. Everybody would not get into hatred over this. But that we would just, you know, work together to make it a better place, work together to make awareness of how we cannot be racist, how we can not have a mindset that when someone that doesn't look like us comes into our community, we don't get fearful. We think, oh, God bless them. Hope they have a great day. Hey, can I help you? We do live in a community that is mainly white people. And there's a lot of Asian people coming into our area now from some farms that they're developing. But we just do live in that area. And I myself would absolutely love to see other cultures living here. If they're here for the right reason, I want them here. You know, if they're here because they want to better their life and they want a home and they want to, you know, I want them here. If they're coming into our community to stir up hate, I pray that they don't come here. I pray that they get their heart right and then they come here and we sit down and talk about it. You know, let's talk about this. Let's sit down and talk about what can we do to make our community more aware. My daughter's a teacher and she's working on showing her students some culture awareness, because we don't have culture. Just like I said, I grew up in this area and never knew about the race massacre in Tulsa. I never knew that. Why? Why would I not know that? We're an hour and a half from Tulsa. It's not right. And so my daughter is a teacher and she's working on bringing culture awareness to our own culture, to our own country, to other countries. And I'm proud of her. And that's what we need to do. We need to do that with our children. If you get a chance, start watching Kirk Cameron's 100 Days of something. I forgot what he called them. But he's teaching true American history, the things we're not getting told in school. And he says it starts at home. For myself, I don't have any children at home. So it starts with me educating myself. We start talking to our children. We start talking to each other. We start talking in church. We start talking at the, you know, place where we meet with others for coffee or whatever. And we begin to talk about true history that we can learn from and educating each other. The Bible is history and it's been pulled out of our school system. And, you know, my mom has kind of a thought about that she's not sure she wants it brought back in, because in our country, if you do that, then you're going to have to bring in the Quran and you're going to have to bring in the other things. And then you're going to have to teach from everybody's perspective and that it might cause confusion. So just leave it at home for us to teach. And I'm not sure that I don't agree with her. I think I do. I think that it's our responsibility to teach this at home. And then, you know, maybe, I guess, have the stuff in the library that they can check out or whatever, if they're interested when they get in high school or, you know, or whatever. But there are some things getting ready to come into our school system that absolutely should not be taught to our children, that are absolutely, absolutely against God, our Jesus, because I don't know who's listening to this and who your God is, but Jesus that we follow and the Bible that we follow is absolutely against everything we stand and believe for. And I'm talking about morally against it, things that we believe for. It'll be our responsibility to teach our children. It'll be our responsibility to pull them out and put them in our faith-based schools or homeschools and teach our children, because we're just in that situation that it's our responsibility to start teaching and teaching truth of history, facts, not spun a different way to benefit the white people or the black people or the Indian people, but human beings. We should all know. We should all know what happened in Tulsa. We should all know about the smallpox blankets. We should all know that there were people that came over here on the Mayflower that had good intentions and wanted to eat and share and learn about the Indians and be part of, you know, fellowshipping and trading products with each other. And then we had the evil people that came over here who were selfish and all they thought about was taking land and, you know, murder and things like that. We should know both sides of it. Not just the happy little Thanksgiving plays that we play with the little hats and the, you know, no, we should know true history. And I'm appalled that I'm 46 and learning the history of America, the true history. So let's teach each other, but let's not teach it from a place of hate. Let's quit doing the victim mentality over and over and over. Let's teach it from, Lord have mercy, look what greed does. Look what uneducated people who don't know what their true identity is, who don't know that land and money is not more important than people. Let's teach from that perspective of, let's learn from this and let's learn how we can not coexist, but together thrive in our country and together thrive to help other countries. Anyways, I don't think I've done a podcast this long in a while. Sorry for all the clearing of throat. My allergies went crazy. The weather went from minus 13 to we're in 40s, 50s, and going to be 70 this week. And that is my dog killing his stuffed duck. So I'm going to go and get ready for work. God bless you all. Please go to dreamcatcher320.com and check out my website. I need to do some more blogging here pretty quick. I'm getting behind, and I'm getting behind on a lot of things. I have a lot going on, so trying to just sort out what my purpose is in today's situation. So God bless y'all, and take care. Thanks for listening.